Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
What is a dentist's favorite rapper?
Flo Rida? You're going to say Flo Rida.
Right? I was going to say Flo
Rida.
You
were going to say Flo Rida. Yeah.
And this is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer the strange questions you kind of didn't want to know the answer to.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Vegan.
How are you feeling today, John?
A little sleepy.
A little sleepy? Are you feeling like, I don't know, docile? Are you feeling like your mind is being controlled?
Yeah,
you're being tranquilized?
A little tranquil. A little tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila? Do you say docile?
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about this before, but I changed my mind after we recorded.
Yeah. You want to say it docile?
Tequila. It sounds more fun. It's like a party.
I don't know what you're saying anymore.
Tequila? D-O-C-I-L-E?
Mickey Mouse. Oh, never do anything. So, do you feel like your mind's being controlled today? No? Well, maybe that's what they want you to think, John. You've heard of the fluoride in our water,
I've heard
right?
of water.
You've yeah. heard of water?
It makes, I'm actually most of it. Most of me is
at water. Least 60 to 70%.
70% fluoride, 10% water.
Yeah. 10% concentrated power will.
Brush my teeth with my blood, yeah.
So you've heard of fluoride in water.
Mm-hmm.
Because you listened to this show, and we talked about it 2 weeks ago. Sort of. A little bit. We talked about how water treatment works, and why raw water is the worst thing for you, because you get, like, cholera. But that's not what we're here to talk about today, John. You know what we're here to talk about?
The special something that makes it so delicious.
The special little something that the government puts in our water to make us think that it tastes delicious. You're familiar with this conspiracy theory,
yes,
right?
I very much am.
where did you first hear of it?
Probably some stupid Alex Jones meme or something like
yeah.
that.
Well, just to be clear, I had to Google this to make sure that it wasn't. It's not the thing where he's like, it's turning the freaking frogs gay.
Yeah, that's
it's not
different.
That one.
Yeah, it's different.
That's
chemicals.
A different chemical. But he does believe that the government is putting fluoride in water to control the masses. So that's the idea of this conspiracy theory, that the fluoride that's supposed to help prevent cavities that the public works adds to the water is a tranquilizer to control the masses, to have financial gains from the masses, that kind of stuff. And why would the government want to do that, John?
Hmm. To make us vote for the candidates they want, right?
Yeah, that's the only reason. Hillary she's a huge investor in fluoride.
Right. Yeah,
people don't know that.
That's how everything happened.
Yeah.
We're going to expose the truth.
Yeah.
You know, some people,
this week's episode.
Some people think that our podcast really is like that because of the nature of our topics.
Yeah.
That we're like a bunch of conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, but we're not.
Boy.
We're going to crack this one wide open, John. But before we get there, fluoride. When you start to look at this conspiracy theory, you dig a little bit deeper, you find that the dental institution is in on it as well, not just the government, because they keep adding crap loads of fluoride to dental products like toothpaste and mouthwash and that weird foamy thing they put in your mouth at the dentist. And like,
oh,
that
and
mouth
you gotta
guard.
Imprint it?
Yeah. Yeah. But then even beyond that, you start looking, you find companies like Coca-Cola or Nestle that are in on it because they start putting loads of sugar that causes cavities, which makes us think that we need fluoride. So we tell the government, yeah, put it in our drinking water. And yeah, I'm going to go brush my teeth with this fluoride toothpaste and guzzle down some fluoride mouthwash.
Well, wow.
Everyone's
okay.
in on this, John.
Yeah, you ran out of red yarn there.
And then
you
go beyond that and you find out that water filters out there like Brita and Pure don't even filter out fluoride.
You want me to run to the store like Michael's? I'll get some red yarn. Or
I need some more.
Yeah.
And I need another cork board.
Yeah, you ran out of pushpins too.
So, depending on who you ask, this conspiracy theory has many different origins, and it's had a couple resurgences that I want to kind of highlight here. One thing that most people can agree on, though, is that the first water fluoridation project began in 1945 for the first time in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they did that through a process that we'll talk about later. But the process of fluoridation is where they just add fluoride or calcium fluoride or some sort of fluoride compound to the water supply. And again, they claim that that's supposed to prevent tooth decay. And when they did this in Grand Rapids, Michigan, They saw great results. They saw a huge decrease in tooth decay. And now 75% of the United States is drinking fluoridated water.
Hmm.
That's a lot of sheeple out there.
That's a lot of them. Yeah, whole flock.
Flock of sheeple. That's my band name. The current recommended dose of fluoride in water treatment is 0.7 parts per million, which I guess translates to 0.7 milligrams per liter, which is very abstract, but just keep that number in mind.
All right, just under 1%.
Yes, it used to be 1 milligram per liter. Now it's 0.7. I don't know why.
People were like... they weren't getting anything done.
Yeah, they're too docile.
Yeah.
So back to the origins. Where do you think that this conspiracy theory started?
Where did it start?
Yeah.
The creation of fluoride. I mean, it had to be invented in like some dark
fluoride,
basement,
like,
lab, right?
Fluorine is it's on the periodic table, so someone didn't just like invent it.
Sure. Like, you know, I mean, some people think God, some people think, the Big Bang invented fluoride.
Yeah, and some people think a chemist.
And some people think a chemist turned it into a drink.
Yeah.
What's the answer, Nick? Is it ancient Egypt?
No, it's a lot more recent than that. The first time that this ever popped up was in the 1960s. Is during the Cold War, after Grand Rapids, Michigan, a bunch of other cities started adopting the fluoridation process for their public drinking water, and people started believing that fluoridation was part of a communist plot, and they claimed that the fluoride was meant to make our children weak and feeble. To which I say, maybe all the snowflake baby boomers out there are just that way because of the water they were drinking.
Oh, my.
Ooh,
yes.
Like that. And a little shade I'm throwing.
Yeah, that's a lot of shade.
So the conspiracy theory started to die out, but it found a resurgence lately for a couple reasons. The first resurgence that I could find was
YouTube.
YouTube is a big problem, yes. But even before that, in 1987, this man self-published a pamphlet claiming that the Nazis had used fluoride to keep its populations in the concentration camps docile. And the pamphlet was then picked up in 1995, so what, 6 years later, or 8 years later, I can do math. But it was picked up by an Australian magazine, and it was written by a man named Ian E. Stevens, and it was called Fluoridation, Mind Control of the Masses? And he claimed that he met with a man named Charles Elliot Perkins, who found a secret plan that the Nazis had made to include calcium fluoride in the water supply of occupied countries. So after they went in and conquered a country, they would introduce calcium fluoride to the water supply to keep, control over the occupied country. And it said, quote, "Both the Germans and the Russians added sodium fluoride to the drinking water of prisoners of war to make them stupid and docile." And I guess the thinking here is they were already experimenting with chemical warfare and eugenics, so why wouldn't they experiment with tranquilizing the masses?
Right. But this is one guy's anecdote.
Yeah, and there's no corroboration for this. We'll get to the facts later on, but this is where the conspiracy theory found its resurgence. And then it kind of saw another resurgence, probably thanks to YouTube. This was in 2014. A meta-analysis of a bunch of different studies found that fluoride exposure on developing children could lower their IQ by about 7 points.
That's so abstract.
Yeah. Well, yes, we'll get there. But the meta-analysis looked at 27 different studies, and it was picked up on places like Fluoride Action Now and InfoWars and stuff like that. But I also found it on a bunch of trustworthy sites. Like, I pulled up a publication that was in the Science World Journal, and they referenced this meta-analysis. So I was like, well, crap, fluoride can reduce your IQ by 7 points if you're a developing child. And my understanding of the conspiracy theory as it stands today is that in the early 1900s, this is the history that they give, there was this company called the Aluminum Coalition of America.
Illuminati right there.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call them Alcoa because that's easier to say than the Aluminum Coalition of America. They're still a company today, but they used to be too. Alcoa is a huge aluminum factory, and they noticed that one huge byproduct they had from like machining all this aluminum was fluoride. It's just a byproduct of the processes. And they internally started doing studies with the stuff to see if they could make money off of it. So they started fluorinating their water and giving it to rats, and found that the number of cavities that these rats had was reduced. So
Imagine a little rat cavity. It's so tiny.
Yeah.
Is it like one piece of sugar?
Yeah.
Fitting it?
My question is, like, why would this aluminum company just, like, keep rats around to experiment on? But we'll get there.
Yeah.
Then the Second World War rolled around. That's a really hard sentence to say for my dumb mouth. They were making tons of fluoride because they were making aluminum aircrafts. And it just so happens that near the end of World War II, we introduced fluoridated water. 1945, is that a coincidence?
We had a bunch of extra planes. The Nazis came over and decided to make
it possible. They dropped their plans. Yeah, just in Alcoa's laps. Well, I mean, that's kind of, I guess, what they were thinking here.
Yes.
Is that
we lost the war, but in 30 years, the Americans are going to be 7 points dumber.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then I guess somewhere Hitler gets introduced into the equation of the history there. But I'm sitting here, I'm reading all this stuff about the meta-analysis. I'm convinced that fluoride exposure can lower your IQ, and, like, I'm starting to get worried here. And if they thought that in the 60s, they thought fluoride was going to make our children dumb, they were right, which was scary to me. And at first, I didn't see any, like I told you on the raw water episode, because I looked into this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I didn't see any rebuttals to the Nazi claim. So it gets worse, though, dude.
No.
Yeah. Did you know that fluoride is also used in pesticides and rat poison?
I'm waiting for the... But, and that's got to come soon. Right now, I'm just terrified.
Just keep in mind that fluoride is very toxic. It's used in tranquilizers, so that's proof enough that it can keep a population docile. Mm. And if that's not bad enough, like we said 2 weeks ago, calcium fluoride can calcify your pineal gland, which I'd love to do a whole episode on the pineal gland, but I don't know if there's enough substance there. For those people that don't know, what's the pineal gland, John?
It's this little thing in your head that makes you do stuff.
Well, people think that...
Do you want me to step it up again for the more educated audience members?
Yeah.
It's a little gland in your head, pineal gland, that controls hormones release. And if you get it...
But why is it important to our conversation?
Say what you're going to...
People think that it's their third eye. So when people...
Oh, right.
There's a subset of people that think that when you reference your third eye, it's your pineal gland. It's a physical thing within your brain. And the truth is, the pineal gland is just, it just uses light sensitivity. It picks up on light sensitivity from your eyes to regulate your circadian rhythm, like melatonin releases. And the only reason that people believe it's your third eye is because this dude by the name of H.P. Blavatsky said it was in 1888. He just said it was. And he only said that because apparently, according to him, it's the only part of the brain that resides between the two hemispheres of your brain without belonging to either one of them.
Wow. Did he look up all those words in the dictionary and put them in a sentence to make it sound cool?
Yeah.
You can't trust the HP. They're a little wacky sometimes.
I know. Look at Lovecraft. Mm. Can't even look at him without going crazy. All the ladies
He's indescribable.
Like, I know. So... I'm not even sure his claim of the pineal gland being the only thing in the center of your brain is true, because, like, looking at pictures of the brain...
Don't we have a little broccoli stem in there?
Yeah, like the thalamus and the hypothalamus, they look like they're right in the middle.
Yeah.
But they're symmetrical, so maybe they have parts in...
They're sisters, not twins, like eyebrows.
Yeah. I don't want to say completely, but I do know that the corpus callosum it connects the two hemispheres of the brain. So I would say that doesn't belong to either side of your brain either. But what do I know, right? I'm just an idiot.
And why does it make it that much more important that it's just in the middle?
Ask H.P. Blavatsky.
Okay.
That I wanted to bring that up so you'd ask that question to point out how ridiculous that this is, that people believe the pineal gland is their third eye.
Yeah.
If you calcify your pineal gland, the worst thing it's going to do is interrupt your sleep cycle, and it might have reproductive issues. Just thanks to the hormone regulation, like you said. But I digress. Enough about the pineal gland. I'm glad we were able to fit that into an episode. Do we need to do a whole episode on it now?
On the pineal glands?
Yeah.
Yeah, start the music again.
Okay. No. So...
Even Stranger Still. Welcome to Even Stranger Still, a podcast within a podcast.
We can't start doing that bit. It's trademarked, probably.
Yeah, everyone's done that.
So the last few points are true. I'll say that much. You're waiting for the butt. This is your butt.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what's not true?
That it's bad.
Well, it is bad for you.
Damn it.
The whole origin story is proposed by this conspiracy theory it's basically untrue. I think it's high time we crack this conspiracy theory wide open. What do you say?
I say so. I have my own theory that I'll get to at the end as well.
Okay.
Yep.
A little teaser. Don't forget.
I won't.
So first we have to, I want to begin with a brief history of water fluoridation. I don't want to spend too much time on it. And as far as history goes, it doesn't look like Nazis are involved.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I know, right? But the thing that gives this conspiracy theory legs is that Alcoa is involved, but not how you think. People just took it and run with it because they're like, capitalism. Capitalism isn't what it is today back in 1901.
Yeah.
So the story begins in 1901 with a Dr. Frederick S. McKay. He was like going around the country. He traveled to Colorado Springs, and noticed that people there had this weird discoloration and browning on their teeth. I think they called them dental caries back then. It was just like
sounds nice, actually.
I know. It was just a catch-all term for like bad teeth.
Caries.
Yeah. And then it happened again. Another doctor by the name of Dr. F.L. Robertson noticed it in 1909 in Bauxite, Arkansas? B-A-U-X-I-T-E? Bauxite?
Bauxite, something like that. Yeah.
He noticed it after the town had drilled this new well, and they started drinking from exclusively that well, and then eventually they abandoned it because they thought it was doing something bad to their teeth that they hadn't experienced before. And it just so happens that shortly after it was abandoned, I think it was abandoned in 1927. In 1930, Alcoa comes along. They had a bunch of mines in this Arkansas town, and they were using like spectrographic analysis to look at different chemicals because they work with aluminum. They got to find aluminum. So they decided to use it on this well. And they found a bunch of fluoride. So Dr. McKay, the first doctor, caught wind of this and sent a bunch of samples to Alcoa and found that it was riddled with fluoride.
Oof. Riddled.
Riddled. That's me a lot. This.
Yeah.
Batman. But as near as I can tell, that's the only involvement that Alcoa has. So suck on that. Tinfoil hats. It's funny, is Alcoa makes aluminum and the conspiracy theorists wear tinfoil hats.
Yeah.
Aluminum foil hats.
Big aluminum's trying to sell more hats.
Maybe. So anyway, they found that the concentration was somewhere within 2 to 22 milligrams per liter. Milligrams per liter. And if you remember, right now, the regulation is at 0.7 milligrams per liter. And this, these dental caries, this discoloration of the teeth, they started calling fluorosis. And a Dr. H. Trendley Dean came along and looked at the fluoride levels. He was also traveling. He was like the Johnny Appleseed of fluorosis. He got samples from 26 different states, different communities within 26 different states, and found that communities with 1 milligram per liter, the children had far less cavities without experiencing fluorosis. So they kind of worked on this sweet spot of finding how much fluoride to put in your water just by taking samples from different cities. And then finally, in 1945, the Public Works of Grand Rapids, Michigan started putting it in their water. They're just like,
let's go for it.
Yeah, that's the real history of water fluoridation there for you. Now, there's a bait out there going on whether or not fluoridated water is still necessary because...
So this is government... issued like
yeah.
any water sanitation. So there must have been a bill or legislation that was passed.
I think it's voluntary because there's a lot of the West Coast doesn't fluoridate their water.
Oh, okay.
It's mostly like East Coast and Midwest. There's maps out there to show like what percentage of your state has fluoridated water.
Word.
But then fluoride toothpaste was invented in 1955, and so people think, well, we don't need it in our water anymore because we're brushing our teeth. And there's new evidence out there that fluoride is only topical and actually makes your teeth more brittle if you use too much of it. And there's a ton of problems that can actually come from fluoride that, as I go through this list, let me know if any of these sound like a conspiracy thing.
And these are all real?
These are all real. So... I guess the second part of tearing apart this conspiracy theory, I want to talk about Nazis and the IQ tests real fast because, first of all, for the Nazis, PolitiFact.com went to a bunch of like well-known and respected Holocaust historians and asked like, did they ever fluoridate water in the concentration camps? And all of them said, I've never heard of that. Doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I think I would know. And they didn't hear of it. So secondly... on the IQ test, the meta-analysis that was done, Snopes had a really good article on this, and they pointed out that people that took the headline of fluoride exposure leads to lower IQ were severely misrepresenting the science done in this meta-analysis. Snopes makes the argument that they were using this test to say if you're drinking fluorinated water, you have a lower IQ. However, upon further inspection in these studies, the children with the lower IQ were exposed to water with four times recommends what the EPA allows for fluorinated water. So again, the EPA recommends 0.7 milligrams per liter and no more than 2 to 4 milligrams per liter. The high fluoride groups in these studies were exposed to 2 to 10 milligrams per liter, whereas the low fluoride group with the higher IQ were exposed to 0.5 to 1 milligram per liter.
So there's no control? There's no zero?
No. Right? So the lower IQ is what people here in the United States on average are exposed to.
Yeah.
So it's misrepresented in that regard. And then you can say if you're exposed to higher levels, it's still bad. But some of the studies included iodine in the study to study the...
Not the lower IQ. You meant the higher IQ at the lower number is what most people are exposed to in America.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Sorry. So, but if you... I mean, if you're exposed to high amounts, then you could still say, well, they have lower IQ. Not necessarily, because some of the studies were meant to look at the interaction between fluoride and iodine, which makes it hard to separate just what effects fluoride has on these children. And then a Harvard study suggested that the tested areas had other neurotoxins in the water, like arsenic, that weren't pointed out in the studies. So it might not have been fluoride making them dumb. It could have been
arsenic.
Arsenic.
Yeah, kind of hard to rule that out.
I know. And then there's a bunch of other problems with the studies, but like most further analysis shows that the studies taken upon in this meta-analysis weren't very high in quality. And at this point, I don't think it makes you stupid if that's your argument for fluoride, but I just think that the controls in the study were bad.
Yeah.
Like there was a study recently done, I think in Mexico, but apparently it hasn't been replicated or looked at very in depth. So that to me, I mean, to the conspiracy theorists, probably means nothing.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, okay, that's what they want you to think. That's what Snopes says, but Snopes is probably biased.
Where'd you go?
Sorry, conspiracy theorists came in here, I know. So I say all that, but fluoride is not harmless, and I do want to be clear about that. It takes extreme levels to get to that point, though. And if you're going to get to that point, you have to be drinking a bunch of water. You got to be like swallowing your toothpaste and your mouthwash. There's other sources of fluoride that I'll get to, but it's hard to get to that point where you're going to have problems with it. So here's some of the real side effects that you should be worrying about from fluoride exposure.
Overhydration.
Yeah, you're never going to be thirsty for the rest of your life. Oh, you're going to be peeing a lot, too.
How terrible.
I know. So we talked about fluorosis. That's just where you have a discoloring of your teeth. That's like the mildest thing that can happen. Apparently, you can also get skeletal fluorosis if you have too much fluoride.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Glowing dark skeleton.
I wish. No, it just makes... it gives
Give me
you,
that stuff.
It gives you joint pains and bone pains.
Oh, well, that sounds like the opposite of glowing dark skeleton.
Right. If your pineal gland becomes calcified again, mm-hmm. it can lead to sleep problems and reproductive issues. And it seems if anything is going to affect your brain from fluoride, it's going to be when you're still in the womb. That's going to give you the most developmental problems, but even then we don't have good science on it. High doses of fluoride can lead to thyroid problems, which can lead to hormonal issues, which can actually sap calcium from your bones. But docile, it does not make.
Okay.
Done.
I believe
Open
you.
And shut. So I lied about the whole thing. Now yeah. You believe me.
Jeez. Thanks. And this episode is brought to you by
Crest Toothpaste.
Yep.
Actually, I use Aquafresh, so.
I had this like weird charcoal stuff that showed up in my house.
Like activated charcoal toothpaste?
Yeah,
I've never tried that. I've heard that activated charcoal is just hokum, but I don't know for sure.
I don't know. It has mint in it, too. Oh. It makes me feel like it's working.
Yeah.
So on a scale of joint pain to glow-in-the-dark skeleton, where would you rate fluoride?
I don't even know. I don't think it's a huge risk. I'm going to say, like, on a scale from 1 to 10.
Oh, well, it was joint pain or glow-in-the-dark skeleton.
From a scale from joint pain to glow-in-the-dark skeleton, I would give it a solid tummy ache.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like a 4.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a 2.
Like, it's kind of dangerous, but if you're worried about being dumb from this stuff, it's not going to happen. You're going to have a lot more issues than being stupid. And what's so wrong about being stupid? I would love to be dumb.
Oh, yeah. It sounds so much easier.
That was really humble of me to say, wasn't it?
But it's just the humblest. No one's humbler than you.
So let's say you're out there and you say, I hear the risks.
I hear the risks.
And I don't want to take them.
And I don't want to take them.
And I hear you there. I like, I'm not going to yuck your yum. Just don't think that it's because of this conspiracy theory the government's doing this to you. So I got a list of 10 of the top 10 sources of fluoride to avoid that you're going to encounter in your daily life from myfooddata.com.
Wow, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to... Alternatives to drinking water, like...
I got some of that.
Okay.
So, number 10 is orange soda. Specifically, they also said, soda's just bad, so avoid it.
Oh, wow.
Number 9 is tap water. Number 8 is coffee prepared with tap water. Number 7 is tap water with flavors.
Wow, flavors?
Like Crystal Light and stuff.
That's a higher...
Or like Mio. Yeah.
So, wait, hold on. We're going up. These are getting less risky?
These are more risky.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Number 6 is grape juice. Number 5 is wine, appropriately enough. Number 4 and number 3 are kind of curveballs. Number 4 is shrimp and number 3 is blue crab. Number 2 was seedless raisins. And then it also said that raisins can get stuck in your teeth and cause tooth decay.
And cause
so just
death.
Avoid seedless raisins.
Oh, okay. Seedless?
Yeah.
Why would you want a seed in your raisin?
I don't know.
It's already a chore to eat a raisin.
I know. No one wants to eat those.
Except for your daughter. She's the only one in the world that likes raisins.
I know. And then number 1 is black tea made with tap water.
Wow. What is it? Podcast@strangeshowshow.com. Where you could direct your hate for all the raisin lovers out there that are going to unsubscribe.
I want to say, before we get to your theory that you were going to say, if you want to filter tap water out, there are a few companies out there willing to exploit your desire. Because if there's a conspiracy theory out there, there's someone willing to make a buck off of it.
Yeah, already. I actually had an idea right now how to do something like that.
Yeah, what's that?
Just make a tinfoil beanie.
Yeah.
So
they have those.
Yeah, just hide them underneath the cap so you don't look like a crazy person.
They have like foil-lined beanies.
There you go. I'm a genius. It worked already.
Yeah. But anyway, there's water filters, there's shower head filters, there's water distillers that will all, there's like under the sink solutions that will all remove fluoride for you so you don't have to expose you or your family to it. And after the break,
there's no negative to that. What's the negative of removing it?
Oh, I forgot to say that. It's in my notes, but there's no side effect to no fluoride.
Okay.
So if you remove fluoride from your diet, you're not going to suffer from anything. If anything, it's just going to keep your teeth looking nice and shiny.
So fluoride would.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you don't have it, you're fine. So, I mean, that's why I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. If they want to remove it from their diet as much as they can, go for it. Just don't spend a bunch of money on things to remove it. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to do it.
Okay.
Which... after the break, I want to play a little game of higher or lower of the Amazon prices of some of these products.
Oh, wonderful.
So before we go there, what's your theory on
yeah.
this?
Yeah, so here's my theory on all theories.
Okay.
Is it the master theory?
Yeah.
All problems that we suffer from structurally in the United States, whether it's... people suffering from income inequality, or you've got... like, oh my God, what's going on with the water back in the day? It all comes from apathy, I think, where you got common people too damn tired to go out and like research all this stuff on their own. They're putting their kids to bed, they're eating dinner, they're working 40 hours a week, and they're just exhausted. So they want someone to say, like, spoon feed, hey, this is bad, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people subscribe to blogs of people that claim to know the answers. A lot of people subscribe to YouTube that claim to know the answers.
Yeah.
And they just believe wholeheartedly, because who has the time to go out and do this stuff? Which is part of why we do this show.
Exactly.
Too.
What I was going to say is not everyone has the time to go fact check stuff.
Yeah.
People have asked me to fact check articles on our Facebook page and stuff, and I'm happy to do it. That's what I'm here for. That's what this show's for.
Right. So I think in the 1940s and the 1950s, a lot of the way that people lived back then that we don't live anymore was like...
a lot more isolated.
It's a lot more isolated, and it's a lot more like, well, we got to get things done. We got to work with what we've got.
Uh-huh.
So they would like, let's get everyone in factories. Let's build these planes. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got this extra stuff. Let's use that too.
Yeah.
So this isn't killing us. Okay, fine. Let's keep going.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time to stop and say, okay, I know we're at war. I know we're doing this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
But maybe we should do some like in-depth research on this. And it should have been. And it should have been regulated.
Yeah.
But I have a theory that like, that's just the way things were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still are.
So... We've said this time and time again. I don't think we'll ever sway a conspiracy theorist away from their theory, but at least we can arm our listeners with the counterpoints to these type of arguments in case they encounter them in the real world.
And then you can articulate them.
Yep. Yeah. So should we take a quick break? I need some water.
Yeah, let's do that.
You know, maybe this wasn't the topic for you, but that's your fault.
Yeah. Why'd you pick this?
Yeah, because every month... on our Facebook group, I put up a poll and ask you guys what you want to listen to.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Are you docile?
So, you should go to our Facebook group, join up, and interact. Post some articles. Vote on the polls.
Yeah. No, that'd be awesome and wonderful. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
At being mean.
There's other ways you can support the show, like leaving us a review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll read it on the air, even if it's really mean and hurts my feelings.
Yeah, no, we will. We don't take that as a challenge, but do it.
But do it. It'd be really sweet. And then if you also want to support the show, we're part of the Flying Machine Network, and you can support the Patreon of the network at patreon.com/flyingmachine, and we get to do a lot of cool stuff, and you get stuff as a thank you. You get like newsletters, live streams. If you commit to $5 a month, you get bonus episodes from every show on the network.
Yep, like you said last time, we're almost up to a year of content on that. Yeah. So there's plenty of stuff.
Yeah,
it's you could do a lot of dishes to that.
Yeah. You could make many a commute shorter.
What do you think is our best, what was your favorite bonus episode to do?
I really liked the, well, we just did the psychopath test. I really liked that one, even though it wasn't like, I don't know if it was
scientific
funny. I don't know that it was funny, but it was
interesting.
It was fun to do. But speaking of great content, over on flyingmachine.network, you can find out about all the shows on the network. And right now, Ryan Lynch from Divisive Issues has been doing this blog series called 33 and a Third Under 45, where he's like finding new and old musical artists that he once enjoyed or is being introduced to for the first time, and has these really beautiful long form articles about the bands. And he just talked about Say Anything, which I haven't listened to in a really long time.
Oh, wow.
And I used to
check that out too.
Yeah, I used to listen to them religiously, and this article inspired me to go listen to them again. He talks about Say Anything as a Real Boy, and that album is like, oh.
Yeah.
So it rekindled my love for some of these old bands, and there's a bunch of bands that I never would have listened to that he's put on here. So you should go check out those blog posts at flyingmachine.network. Did you have something to say? You have this look on your face.
Like, no, I'm checking out the blog posts. Oh.
John, I want to play a game of higher or lower. I've got 5 fluoride filtering products here.
Okay.
And some of them, I'd say the, you know, I'm not going to say anything. I will give you the the type of product it is, the name of the product, and then I'll give you a rounded price. It's rounded to the nearest $5 mark.
Okay.
So it's not going to be like, you're off by 30 cents. And then I just need you to tell me if you think it's higher or lower. The actual price is higher or lower than the number I gave you.
Oof. Okay. Yeah.
Seems... And if you get 3 right, you get to go home happy. And if you get 3 or more wrong, I'm going to make you eat a whole tube of toothpaste.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that sounds...
I got a brand new tube of Aquafresh.
Wow. What flavor?
teeth cleaning flavor.
Okay, I don't really believe... Yeah, that's my favorite flavor, actually. You're lucky. I thought I stumped you for a second, but as soon as you said teeth cleaning flavor, yeah. I was like, I always get that one.
I know. It's the best flavor.
Okay.
So the first product I have here is the Reverse Osmosis Under the Sink Solution.
Wow.
It's called the Homemaster TMAFC-ERP Artisan Full Contact Under Sink Reverse Osmosis Water Filter System, right now on Amazon for $375.
Higher. You said artisan.
You are incorrect.
Oh, no.
It is lower right now, just by a little bit. It's going for $333.36.
What?
That's on sale.
Oh,
all
steel.
Of these are on sale.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question. Is Amazon just like Kohl's where everything's always on sale?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's how that works.
I feel like that's cheap. That's
I want to cover that.
Evil.
I want to cover family size cereal boxes.
What?
I do. I think that
okay,
it's
we're
a scam.
You have to explain that more to me after the show.
Okay.
So the next product we have, you're 0-1, John. The next one is Whole House Fluoride Filters.
Whole House.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I think it attaches to, like, your water heater or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know how, like, you can put water softeners on your system like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, does the
kinda
best.
Like that. So, this is the 3-stage, 20-inch, Big Blue Whole House Activated Alumina Water Filter with Radial Flow Carbon Block. Removes fluoride, arsenic, sediment, chlorine, and chloramines. Right now, on Amazon, for $450.
Whole House, Nick. The other one was just under the sink.
Yeah.
But your numbers are just so perfectly priced.
Yeah. I told you they're rounded. I'm not going to...
Lower.
You think it's lower?
Mm-hmm.
You are incorrect, John. Ugh. It's on sale for $563.79. I believe all of these are on Prime, too.
Okay, so. But how long... Did you have to change filter regularly?
I don't know. I probably...
Yeah, it seems like it would just be a more expensive version of a Brita. But I guess you're taking a shower. And...
That brings us to the next product, which is a pitcher, filtered pitcher. It is the AquaGear Water Filter Pitcher. Filters out fluoride, lead, chloramine, chromium 6, filter BPA free and clear.
And under control. Free and clear and under control. Is that a contact lens commercial? Why is that in my head?
I don't know, because advertising works.
I guess so.
It's on sale for $50.
Lower.
Incorrect. Now you have to eat a whole tube of toothpaste. I'm not going to make you do that.
At least it's a tooth feel good flavor.
It's on sale on Amazon for $69.95. I will also say that the Zero pitcher that I have is like $30, and that apparently filters out fluoride, which I didn't know when I bought it, but now I'm glad.
I've got a Zero filter too, and that's ridiculous that that one's $70.
Yeah. Just get a Zero filter. Anyway, how about number four? This is just for pride at this point.
Okay, yeah. Well.
Number four is the Countertop Distiller. It is the Moforn 4-liter countertop 750-watt stainless steel water distillation purifier. I guess it, like, boils the water.
It's like a crock pot.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to drink out of it. It's disgusting.
This one goes for $240.
Lower.
Ding, 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 ding. Ugh. You're finally correct. This one is actually priced at $75.99.
Wow.
Now, however, I will point out that the Mega Home Countertop Water Distiller Stainless Glass Collection does cost $240.
Oh, okay.
So there is a product out there that is comparable that costs $240. Now, the last product
Is it just like a crock pot that boils water and stuff?
I guess. I don't know.
Yes, you do. You're looking at it.
No, I put the description here on pictures of it because I don't care enough. I will say if you're interested about these... I thought I had a link here to the website. There's a whole website that gives recommendations for the best. Oh, bestosmosissystems.com. Best-osmosis-systems.com. Now, the last product I have for you is my favorite. It filters out fluoride from your shower. It's a showerhead filter. This is the ProPour, one word, P-R-O-P-U-R, Shower Filter Pro Max Chrome Plus.
It's pronounced Propuri.
Propri Shower Filter Pro Max Chrome Plus with massage head and 48-inch stainless steel flex hose.
Wow.
Now this one is $25.
It filters fluoride.
Yeah.
So it has like a Brita filter in it. How's it going to work that fast? Do you know how slow it is?
Yeah.
Imagine just stay like just dripping.
Like, stick your head under the slow drip. Yeah.
It takes like 7 hours.
That's why it's
to
only $25.
Okay. I'm going to go higher.
It is higher. You are correct. It is on sale for $94.95. And according to bestosmosissystems.com, it only removes 48% of the fluoride in your water.
Oh, okay. Well, you need a little bit. Unless you're going to have a glowing skeleton.
Yeah, I know. That's all I got today, John. What do you got? What do you got to contribute to this show? How about you do something for once?
I don't know, dude. The only thing I could think about is if a time machine existed and I went back in time to find my own dead body and it didn't glow, how disappointed I'd be.
You went back in time to find your dead body?
Yeah.
Do you know how time works?
Well, I went forward in time to after I died. Before I died.
Hmm.
I'm still John.
Marty, we have to go back. I'm still Nick.
This is Stranger Stuff.
I give you the incredible flying machine.